Andrew Waterworth, Irish League champion. How does that sound?
It sounds brilliant, and I'm delighted. It's been a roller coaster season, and I think the game today typified exactly how the season's been. So to be standing here at Windsor Park with the Gibson Cup is honestly, as I couldn't have asked for a better script.
Special day, wasn't it? 1-0 down. They were playing well, and second half we turned it round. And a certain Andrew Waterworth on the score sheet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit to the boys. I mean, our whole season's been underpinned by our character, in my opinion. And in the first half, we were so poor. Me personally, it was just everything I wanted to do went wrong. We wanted to win so much, I think, that we lost focus, and we tried to do things too much by our heart and not our head. And at half time, but no panic stations, nobody. I think everyone's expecting us all to be pinning each other up against the wall and fighting and stuff, but we didn't. We knew we hadn't turned up, we knew we hadn't showed what we should have done, and we're embarrassed about, you know, because it was a championship and we hadn't given a good account. So we thought, we'll stay in there, we've been playing bad, we'll get a goal, and hopefully it turns it, and it did, thankfully. And
coming as quick as it did into the second half, it helped us, didn't it? That the early goal in the second half,
yeah,
equalised.
Goals change games, and once we got that goal, fans were lifted, the players were lifted, and to me there only was one result after that, and I felt very confident. I felt comfortable, and I actually felt as if it was 21 again there on about today in the second half.
And the second goal that you scored today, it must be in a poll for goal of the season, because I thought it was an outstanding goal.
Yeah, one of my personal favourites, and probably go down as the best goal of my career because of the purpose and what it meant. I mean, I felt owed to the team. I've been very poor this past while. I know I've been scoring goals, but I felt my overall performances haven't been great. And I looked around, I felt very guilty that I hadn't given up. And I just had something inside me that I really had more desire. And I felt that if I get one, it would turn, and it did. And once I got the one, there was confidence, and the blue men were singing behind the net. And, you know, but to answer your question, yes, it's one of my favourite goals.
And where do you get the confidence and the coolness to do that in a penalty? And a solitude and a league decider.
I love hitting penalties, and I missed two last year, and I sort of was put off the penalties, and rightly so. And Peter Burke had saved the penalty of mine last year, and went to his right, and he saved it. So I thought, I knew he was going to go there, and I was sort of cross myself for not hitting more penalties, and I thought, you know, keepers always dive, don't they? Keepers always dive. So I dinked it, and thankfully it went in. And I suppose if you score two goals, you have a bit of a sort of comfortable lead, that you can try those things. If I had been 0-0 or something, would have tried that, I don't know.
It's a hell of a run we've been on. I've lost track of the number of games we've won, but we know we haven't got beaten since the 3rd of January. It's a hell of a run we've been on.
Yeah, and even at that game, it was a very strange game. We lost Jimmy early doors. We're a good side, and, you know, everybody, you know, if you're not with Linfield, you're against us, and everybody seemed, you know, everybody read us off, and I think as a team we don't sing our own praises enough. We're a very quality side, and a lot of young players coming through, and I know it looks good for Linfield for the future. But we know it's a championship, we'll enjoy it tonight, but work starts again Monday. We have another trophy to try and win, and you know, it's a great place to be at the minute, and like I say, I'm glad the trophy's in South Belfast.
The County Antrim Shield win gave us the confidence and the platform to go and win this, and hopefully, as you say, today's win will give us the platform to go and win another major trophy next Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, 4 seconds in a row, and we're beating the County Antrim last year, beating the Irish Cup last year. I think the boys, we learned a lot from those things, and they were pivotal for us. I'm delighted for the manager, because he's put a lot into it. He's a blue man, and it meant a lot to him. So he wanted to instill that winning character in this. If it meant us playing our football not as well, I think that's the way he felt we had to do. So we tightened up, our defence had been super, and that night in the County Antrim, sort of, it was the platform for success, as the boys all enjoyed a victory that night with the supporters, and I think the boys said, well, we want more of that, and we certainly have done that today.
Great for the manager, his first trophy in his first full season. Great for the captain, who's won this before, but it's his first as captain, and he got the Ulster Player of the Year trophy yesterday. Not about 24 hours for Jamie Mulgrew, is it?
No, and he fully deserved it too. He's been our, even today, the first half, he's probably our only player. He drove us, and I think him and Stephen Lowry have been absolutely exceptional this year. They're two very gifted footballers. And for Jamie, you know, I said to him afterwards, it must be nice to be a captain and lift that trophy. And you know, when you're at Linfield, you're always living in the shadows of the former players who've been before you. And I'm just glad myself and Jamie and the rest of the boys have added the title now to make it 52, and we can be a part of history of this club.
It was exciting, you know. A few weeks ago we were points behind. We must have had the belief to keep on believing we could claw that back.
Yeah, and like I said, I know I've probably people are sick hearing this here, but it's just a collective team performance. And you look at Roy Carroll's saves, our defensive line, to our midfield, the boys coming off the bench scoring goals, the young players coming through, and it was just a complete team and staff performance. From our physios working constantly, and it's dawned on me now how much you need that there to win the championship, and we have that in abundance at Anfield, and we're very proud. So.
And finally, great day for our supporters to see the trophy at Solitude and at Windsor Park.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's what people come here for, is the win trophies and to be a part of these big days. And I know we were at the losing side last year, the big days, but we're so far so good this year, and hopefully we can make it one more.
Andrew Waterworth, Irish League champion, congratulations, and let's do it again.
Andrew Cohen, thank you very much.